It's been 2 years since the South Australian government released the Unmet Needs Study, intended to address the critical shortfall in psychosocial services across South Australia. However, South Australia's Mental Health Coalition is concerned the Malinauskas government hasn't actioned any of the report's recommendations. According to the report, the government needs to invest $125 million annually to address the problem, highlighting improving community-based support for those living with mental health conditions will also take pressure off hospitals. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke to President of the Mental Health Coalition South Australia, Paul Creedon, about his thoughts on the government's inaction.
It's really distressing, given that it's very clear what the need is. It's not just the South Australian unmet needs. A year later, there was a national unmet needs report, which reflected across Australia almost exactly the same percentages. But the lack of action, including a lack of any real recognition or plan from the government to do anything about it, it really means that a whole lot of people are just in limbo. And the number is significant in particular because 19,000 is a lot of people, but that's 3/4 of the people who need this kind of service can't get it. So it's not just 19,000 out of, you know, 1 million people or 500,000. That's 3/4 of the people who need this service can't get it. So there are nearly 27,000 people in South Australia who need this kind of a service. 19,000 can't get it. And that we should be, as a community, shocked and angry about that.
So what are some of the most critical issues that the South Australian government needs to focus on mental health?
The South Australian government has particularly focused on a range of hospital end of services. So they've purchased more hospital beds. There's been an increase in some funding around walk-in services, etc., at the clinical end. So for people who are in crisis, what we're focusing on, what we're arguing, and what the government's own report argues, is that they need to spend money to stop people from getting to the crisis point. So it's the old argument of what we keep doing as a state is funding ambulances at the bottom of the cliff, when we should really be funding services on the way up the hill so that people don't actually get to the cliff at any stage and don't then fall off it. So the funding and the government's own reports say that the funding should be committed to providing high quality support in the community that keep people well in the community.
Now, Paul, one of the recommendations from this study is to invest $125 million in psychosocial support. How will this support help South Australians with a mental health issue, if you can explain to us?
Psychosocial support is that community-based support that helps people develop the skill and capacity to be independent and remain well in the community. So it's generally either group-based or individual-based services that walk alongside people, particularly when they're unwell, and help them work through their own distress and help them reconnect to community and to their internal resilience to manage their own self in the community. It actually helps them step down from being unwell enough to require critical hospital-based or emergency department-style services. And we know that the psychosocial services that traditionally have operated in South Australia, and there are still some that operate, that in Metro Adelaide, there's about a 50% reduction for the group of people in psychosocial services accessing the very much more expensive critical needs services. And in country South Australia, it's even better, 60% reduction. So that's people who are getting the psychosocial support, making it very clear that they prefer psychosocial support and it helps keep them well enough that they don't need critical medical-based support.
Now, this year, the South Australian budget allocated, you know, a lot of money into law enforcement, but not a lot in mental health, from my understanding. If the state government doesn't pay attention to this, what are the consequences South Australians will face in terms of damages and consequences on mental health issues?
Well, we know people who are unwell and have a mental illness at this point in time are more likely to be victims of crime than perpetrators of crime. But if we talk to the local copper in a country town or even in Metro Adelaide or even in Highley Street, they'll tell you that around about 50% of their work is dealing with mental health issues. So getting called out to houses where someone is in significant degree of mental health distress, or out on the street dealing with street crimes where there is significant mental health distress, and escorting people to hospitals. Talk to AMBOS, they'll say the same sort of thing. So we know that our emergency services are being grossly overworked because we're not dealing with the mental health crisis that we have in South Australia.
Paul Creedon from Mental Health Coalition South Australia there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.